Ernest Hemingway once won a bet by crafting a 6-word short story that could make people cry. I don't know if your mic's on. Oh, yeah, it's on now. This is what he wrote.
这个就是他写的。
For sale, baby shoes never worn.
啊，婴儿的鞋从来没有穿过，出售。
Makes you want to cry just reading that. Such a sad story.
你读了以后就知道这是个很令人悲伤的故事。
But this inspired an online magazine to challenge people to write their philosophy of life in 6 words.
然后有一个网站就以此来向会众大家征求说用6个字描述你的人生。
And a book was actually produced with these 6-word memories.
然后他们出版了一本书根据大家提供的。
So I've included a few of them. So these are 6 words that summarize the purpose for, purpose for the purpose of their life.
然后我们在这儿摘录了一些。
The psychic said I'd be richer.
有一个就是说，算命的说我会发财。
On the playground alone, 1970 today.
1970年，我一个人在操场，今天也是。
Makes you want to knock on their door and say, "Come out and play with me."
让你觉得你特别想邀请这个人跟你一起玩。
Woman seeks men, high pain threshold.
女的找男的不怕疼。
I know, there's got to be a big story behind that. I'd like to find out.
后面肯定有很多的 drama.
Almost a victim of my family.
几乎被家人害了。
And I say, yeah, somebody was able to overcome a negative family experience.
这也挺好，说明他能够克服家人对他的伤害。
Followed the yellow brick road, disappointment ensued.
顺着黄色砖路走下去，得到的只有失望。
This is from a famous book, The Wizard of Oz.
这是从奥兹国历险记里面摘录的。
And we think that when we follow this yellow brick road, happiness will be in front of us.
我们以为顺着那个黄砖路走下去就会找到幸福。
Many times it isn't.
但是很多时候没有。
I wrote it all down somewhere.
我知道我都记下来了。
Now, this guy probably can't find his glasses or his pen either.
也许这个人找不到他的眼镜，也找不到他的钢笔。
I never finished anything except cake.
除了烤蛋糕以外，我什么也没有做成。
And I'm discovering as I get older, I can't finish the cake.
但是我老了以后发现，我连蛋糕都吃不完了。
So,This would be a great thing for you to consider doing today.
这些是我们今天要做的。
Think of it as cheap therapy.
这个是一个廉价的这个疗伤的办法。
But go home and try to write the purpose of your life in 6 words.
你回家以后想一想，用6个字概括你的人生。
And I actually want to help you write this today.
今天我还想帮助你写下这个。
So this whole sermon is going to help you to write your 6-word phrase.
所以今天的正道就是帮助大家写下你自己6个字的人生。
Now I have to give you some context of our passage today.
所以今天讲一讲我们刚才念的经文的背景。
This is a situation where the Israelites are leaving Egypt.
那个时候，以色列人离开埃及。
And God is guiding them out of slavery, and He's going to guide them to the promised land.
神把他们从被奴之地救拔出来，带领他们进入自由的地方。
So He sends them a GPS unit.
所以神给了他们一个卫星定位系统。
And God Himself is the GPS unit.
那个神自己，他就是这个卫星定位系统。
By day, it's a pillar of cloud, and at night, it's a pillar of fire.
白天它是云柱，晚上是个火柱。
But this pillar is leading the nation out. There's no way they could ever get lost.
跟着这个云柱火柱，他们不会迷路。
So where does the Lord lead them?
那么神把他们带到什么地方呢？
To the shores of the Red Sea.
带到了红海边上。
And then all of a sudden they look up, and there's Pharaoh's army back there.
他们回头一看，法老的大军追上来了。
Now here's a question.
问题是。
How many of them, when they were slaves for 470 years, learned to swim at the YMCA?
你们知道他们为奴的四百多年里面有几个人去学过游泳呢？
Nobody.
没人学过。
So they can't swim, they don't have boats, and they have an army behind them.
他们不会游泳，也没有船，背后有大军追了过来。
This is an impossible situation.
这是一个非常无法克服的困境。
They are caught between the sea and the sword.
他们被困在大海和沙漠当中。
Now,
和刀剑当中。
The premise of this sermon is that you could be facing an impossible situation too.
我们今天讲这个呢，是认为你也会面对类似的困境。
And the lessons that they learned back then could help us when we face our difficulties today.
那个时候以色列人学的功课也能帮助你我克服今天的困境。
In this room, I guess that at least 70% of you are in a difficult situation.
我猜在座的 70% 都身处某种困境。
It could be that your marriage is not strong.
也许你的婚姻不是那么理想。
It could be that you have a prodigal in your home.
也许你家里面有人不听话。
It could be something at work that they're just demanding too much from you.
也许工作特别的棘手。
It could be that you've had a disconnection and a fight with a friend.
也许你正跟朋友吵架。
It could be 100 other things.
可能有好多事情。
Including your health.
包括你的健康状况。
But when you find yourself in these situations, what do you do?
当你发现自己身处这些困境的时候，该如何面对呢？
And what I want to teach you today is I want to teach you just one rule to do when you find yourself in a difficult situation.
今天我就告诉大家一个规则，你可以照着去做。
And to understand this, this phrase that we're going to learn today, we have to first of all start with some of the characteristics of this phrase. And the first is beware of a self-focused perspective.
为了理解我们今天就要给你的这个六字真言，我们先要想一想它的一些特质。第一个特质就是你要警醒，你是不是处于一种自我中心的这种视角。
In these verses 11 and 12, how many pronouns are used?
在十一到这个十二节，你们看用了多少人称代词
？What's your count?
你们数出来了吗？
Seven, right?
有七个。
Seven pronouns.
七个人称代词。
So what they're saying is that we are looking at this situation from our point of view.
说话的人表达的意思就是，我们是从我们自己的角度来看待这个事情。
And from my point of view, this is not acceptable.
从我的角度出发，我不可以接受今天这个状况。
The Red Sea there and the army there is not acceptable.
前有红海，后有追兵，不行，这不可以。
This makes me uncomfortable.
因为让我觉得不舒服。
This doesn't fit into my life plan.
这跟我的人生规划是不一样的。
This isn't part of the agenda that I had for my life for today.
这个不是我规划的今天的景象。
It's very easy when you find yourself in a Red Sea situation to focus on yourself and your comfort and you wanting to get out of that problem.
就像你在人生中遇到类似的困境，我们称之为红海问题的时候，你会觉得这完全不是我想要的，这是一个大大的麻烦。
Now, because I have lived many years of life, I have faced many Red Sea situations.
我自己也是活了好多年了。我曾经面对了好多好多类似的红海问题。
And these are all phrases that I have used in my life.
所以我遇到这些问题，我经常会说这种话。
What have I done to deserve this?
我做了什么事儿是这个样子让我
？Why me?
为什么是我呢
？If God loves me, why this?
如果神那么爱我，怎么会这样
？Where can I find comfort and ease?
怎么样才能让我自己得到安慰
？And my final and a favorite one is, how can I get out of this mess?
我怎么样脱离困境？
Now all of these responses reveal something about me.
这些疑问都是从我自己出发的。
It reveals that I am an arrogant person.
它暴露出我的一个缺点，是我的骄傲。
It reveals that I think I know what is best for my life.
它暴露了我的思想原则是我知道什么是对我最好的。
It reveals that I think I know better than God knows.
他暴露了我一直认为我比神知道什么是最好的。
And I have a few suggestions on how he should run the universe.
而且我会对他有一些个教导，让他知道什么事才是对这个宇宙最好的。
I'm going to share with you a favorite guy movie, okay?
我跟大家分享一个非常有名的男人看的电影。
If you're a guy, you're going to want to watch this.
如果你是个男的，你就应该喜欢这个电影。
If you're a girl, you're going to want to watch Pride and Prejudice.
如果你是女生，你可能会更爱看那个《傲慢与偏见》。
The movie is Rudy. Has anyone seen this movie?
这个电影叫 Rudy.
Okay, a few of you.
有没有人看过？
This is about a young man that has a dream of playing football at Notre Dame University.
这个电影描述的是一个年轻人，他从小就特别想在一个有名的大学打球。
And his grades aren't good enough to get into Notre Dame, so he goes to Holy Cross School, which is nearby.
但是他的成绩不够好，所以他只能在那个大学旁边那个小学院里面上学。
But he makes it onto their practice football team.
但是后来他经过努力进入了这个足球队。
And for 2 years, he's waiting to get into Notre Dame.
但是一直等了两年也没有能够比赛。
And finally, one day he realizes time is running out.
但是两年以后有一天他突然意识到时间不多了。
And the priest in the school, his name is Father Kavanaugh, sees him praying.
这个学校的有一个校长听到了他的祷告。
And Rudy repeats all those phrases that I just put there.
Rudy 那个时候祷告还说的都是刚才牧师列出来的那些疑问。
Why is God not allowing me to get into Notre Dame? Why is God angry with me?
为什么神不允许我进入这个校队呢？为什么神不让我打球呢？
And Father Kavanaugh says this.
那个校长就对他说。
He says, Rudy, in 35 years of my religious studies, I've come up with only two hard, incontrovertible facts.
他说 ，Rudy， 我信主35年以来，学习到了两个硬道理。
One is there is a God.
第一个就是世上有神。
And two, I am not him.
第二个就是我不是神。
See, when we have our self-focused view of the world,
当我们把自己的视角当作重心的时候
，we are saying, I know better than God.
我们其实是在说，我比神要更懂这个。
God was the one that brought them into this mess.
是神把他们带进这个大麻烦里面。
God has a purpose for them being between the sea and the sword.
神一定有他的计划，让他们在刀剑和红海当中。
But when we're self-focused, we miss that.
但是当我们以自我为中心的时候，我们就看不到神的计划。
And it's very dangerous.
那就是很危险的。
The second characteristic of our phrase that we're going to come up with.
我们第二个关于这个六字真言的一个特质就是
is we need to embrace a God-focused perspective.
我们需要拥抱一个以神为出发点的视角。
Do you see what it says here? It says, but God says, but I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all of his army, that the Egyptians will know that I am God. I am the Lord.
你们需要注意的是，神说，我便在法老和他全军身上得荣耀，埃及人就知道我是耶和华。
This is giving us our first hint at our six-word phrase.
这给了我们一个提醒。
Because God is going to gain glory for himself in this situation.
神会从这个困境里面得到荣耀。
And he also wants the Egyptians to know that he alone is God.
而且他想让埃及人知道耶和华才是独一真神。
Now this is just amazing what is happening here.
所以现在发生的这一切都是非常非常非常惊异的。
Because everyone knows that the reason they're in the desert is because of those 10 plagues that happened on Egypt.
因为大家都知道以色列人出埃及是因为在埃及神发生了十个大灾。
So here's the nation of Egypt. They've experienced 10 plagues and they still don't get it.
埃及人已经经历了神降下了十个大的灾难，但是他们还是不明白。
They still don't realize that there's only one God.
他们还是不明白世上只有一位独一真神。
They have totally missed it.
他们全都搞错了。
So God says, okay, I am going to do something so that you will not miss this, and you can't miss it anymore.
所以神就让他们看看，神要做一件大事，让他们无法推诿。
Now skeptics look at this passage and they say, "What kind of a God do you worship?"
很多怀疑神的人会说，这是一个什么神啊？他就要人的敬拜。
I mean, this sounds a little bit like God's narcissistic and you know egotistical.
好像这个神特别的自恋。
What type of a God has to have people saying 100 times a day, "You are great, you are great"?
好像这个神整天就逼着你们一遍一遍的去敬拜他，说他有多么的伟大。
Is this the type of God that we worship?
这是我们敬拜的神吗？
Why does God desire for us to give him glory?
为什么神会期待，会想要让我们给他荣耀呢？
There's two reasons why.
有两个原因。
First of all, how we are created.
第一个原因就是我们是怎么被造的。
When God made us, he made us with a spirit inside.
当神造我们的时候，他给了我们一个灵。
And your heart has this eternal longing in it that God has put in there on purpose.
神在你的心里面特意放了一种在永恒里面的一种空洞。
And there is nothing on earth that can satisfy that longing that he put inside your heart.
世上的任何事情都无法满足那个空洞。
You could try buying a big house, drive a fancy car, get a special job. It's not going to satisfy it.
你可以试一试，买一个大房子，买一辆好车，找一个特别好的工作。
The only thing that can satisfy that longing in your heart is God Himself.
这些都不能满足那个空洞。世上只有一个东西，就是神，他自己才能填满那个空洞。
C.S. Lewis said this. He said, If I find in myself a desire which no experience in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that I was made for another world.
鲁伊斯曾经说，在我里面有一种渴望，在这个世界上没有任何一种体验可以满足。那么有可能的解释就是，我是为另一个世界所造。
And you were made for another world.
你是为了另一个世界而造的。
You were made to have a relationship with the eternal God.
你被造的时候是为了要跟永恒里面的神有连结。
That's why he wants you to know his glory.
那就是为什么神希望你明白他的荣耀。
He also wants you to know his glory because he wants you to experience maximum joy.
第二个原因就是神想让你体验最大限度的喜乐。
Delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart.
神会给你这种喜乐，满足你的心。
Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐。
Have you ever had an experience in life that just thrilled your heart?
你有没有经历过很多东西让你心里面特别的高兴。
You saw a beautiful sunset.
你看到一个很美的日落的景象。
You read a book that was just fabulous.
你读了一本书，特别的好。
You started dating a girl that's just unbelievable.
你约会一个这个姑娘，非常非常的漂亮。
Well, if you're dating a girl that's unbelievable, you're going to tell everybody.
如果你觉得你约会的这个姑娘特别好，你就愿意告诉所有的人。
See, it's when we share that information that there's a joy that happens in our own hearts.
当我们心里有这个喜乐的时候，我们特别渴望去与人分享。
People instinctively praise what they enjoy.
人们不约就是不由自主的会去称赞那些给他们带来喜乐的事物。
The reason that we glorify God is because it increases our joy.
我们荣耀神是因为让我们心里面的喜乐满足。
See, the more that God is glorified, the more that we are satisfied.
神越得荣耀，我们就越得满足。
So are you ready for that six-word phrase that can give you your purpose and meaning in life?
所以现在大家准备好了吗？我们就要揭秘这个六字真言，能够告诉我们人生的目的。
It comes from the Westminster Confession.
这是从威斯敏斯特问答里面得来的。
Which asks this question, what is the chief end of man?
这里面问了一个问题，人生的目的是什么？
And the chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever.
答案是，人活着就是为了荣耀神，并以神为乐。
That is why you were made.
那就是。
That will satisfy the deepest longing of your heart.
那是我们被造的原因，可以满足我们内心最深处的渴望。
But I like to change this. I guess I can because I'm a pastor.
但是我想稍微做个改动。因为我也是牧师，所以我想我还是可以做这个改动的。
Man's chief end is to glorify God by enjoying Him forever.
人生的目的就是通过享受神来荣耀神。
See, when we enjoy God, we glorify God.
当我们享受神的时候，我们也就荣耀了神。
The more you enjoy Him, the more you're going to glorify Him.
你们越享受神，越荣耀神。
So here is the phrase.
所以这个就是我们的六字真言。
All for the glory of God.
都是为荣耀神。
Can you have them say that in Chinese?
大家可不可以用中文说一下？
That is the reason for life.
那就是人生的目的。
That is the reason you get up out of bed in the morning.
那是你早上起床的目的。
That is the reason that when you find yourself in the Red Sea situation, you're having a great time.
那就是为什么当你发现自己身处这种红海的困境当中，你还可以充满喜乐。
Because we are living all for the glory of God.
因为我们活着就是为了荣耀神。
Now, let's bring this into focus and how we can apply this to our lives.
那么现在我们再看一下如何应用在我们的生活当中。
First of all, you need to recognize your mission in life.
第一，你要认清自己的使命。
Could you read Isaiah 43:6-7?
我们念一下以赛亚书43:6-7，将我的众子从远方带来，将我的众女从地极领回，就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成所造的。
So the purpose of your life is to magnify the greatness and the glory of God to the world around us.
所以我们人生的目的就是让神的荣耀在我们身上彰显出来，让世人看到。
Every morning when you wake up and you get out of bed,
每天早上你起床的时候，
you should say this,
你应该讲说，
Lord, how can I live for your glory today?
主啊，今天我如何为你的荣耀而活？
A second perspective is that you need to change your perspective how you see life.
第二个重点就是我们要学习转变视角，如何看待人生。
See, when you're in a Red Sea situation,
当你处在红海的困境当中，
let's say that you're in a health problem today. You have a health issue in your life.
假设你有一个健康的问题。
Yes, you should get treatment for that. Yes, you should pray for God to heal you.But you should also pray, Lord, how can I bring glory to you in this problem.
你们一方面要寻医问药，而且向祷告求神医治，但是另一方面，你也要向神祷告说，主啊，如何在这世上荣耀你？
What do you see?
你们看到的是什么？
How many see a duck?
有多少人看到一只鸭子？
Okay, anybody see anything more than a duck? It's a rabbit, right. This way, that's the beak, but if you look that way, it's a rabbit.
一边是嘴，一边是耳朵。
You change your perspective on how you see. What do you see here?
这个看到什么？
How many see an old lady?
有多少人看到一个老太太？
How many see two ladies?
有多少人看到两个女人？
There's two ladies here. One is the old lady.
有两个女人。
This is her nose.
一个是老女人。
But it's also a profile of a lady, and that right there is her eyelash.
那个老女人的鼻子。
And her nose, and that's her hair.
也是年轻女人的侧脸。
Now do you see two ladies? If not, go home and try again.
如果你现在看不到，回家再试一下。
What do you see here?
你在这儿看见什么？
A frog. But if you change the perspective, it's a horse.
转换视角以后，你看到一匹马。
So I am challenging you to change your perspective.
所以我今天向大家提出一个挑战，学习转换视角。
Rather than try to get out of the mess,
与其去求脱离困境。
Say, God, how can I bring you glory in this mess?
取而代之，你要问神，主啊，我如何通过这个困境来荣耀你的名？
When you do that, you change,
oh
no, to oh my.
你就会改变你的态度，你的态度就会从，哎呀，不要这样，到啊。
Oh no means, oh, not another problem. Oh no, God's doing this. Oh my says, oh my, I wonder what God's going to do. I wonder God's going to solve this. Third is surrender to his will.
第三点就是你要顺服神的旨意。
You are not God.
因为你不是神。
I am not God.
我也不是神。
He is God.
他是神。
We want His will to be done on earth.
我们想要神的旨意在地上成就。
As it is in heaven.
就像在天上。
That is our highest prayer.
那是我们的最终极的祷告。
So every day we surrender.
所以每天学习顺服。
Lord, I surrender to Your will.
主啊，我顺服在你的旨意里。
You're God.
因为你是神。
Your will be done.
你的旨意成就。
When you do that,
当你如此行的时候，
you can experience an incredible calm and peace even in the worst difficulty.
你就能在最大的困境里面也能够经历最大的平安和喜乐。
Number four is realize the battle.
第四点就是你要意识到我们是处在一场征战之中。
Since living for the glory of God is the chief end of all of our lives,
既然我们人生的目的是为了荣耀神，
what do you think Satan's number one mission is every day?
那么我们的敌人撒旦，他每天最大的这个要做的事情是什么呢？
To keep you from giving glory to God.
那就是阻挠你去荣耀神。
So he'll whisper in your ear tomorrow morning.
他每天在你耳朵边上讲。
Oh, you don't have time to read God's word or pray. You're too busy.
你太忙了，你没时间读经啊。
Or he'll whisper in your ear, you know what? Giving glory to God, singing a song for Him. Oh, that's for the kids. I don't need to do that.
或者他会说，用诗歌荣耀神，那是小孩子做的，你没有必要做。
He wants to steal.The glory that you owe God and take it for himself.
他的目的就是把你要献给神的荣耀偷走，献给他自己。
Don't let him do that.
不要让他成功。
Tomorrow, enjoy God.
明天你要享受神。
Worship him.
敬拜神。
praise him even in the storm. What a wonderful song we sang today.
在最大的风暴中也要赞美神。
I will praise you in the storm. I will lift my hands to you, even though my heart is torn apart.
虽然我的心已经被伤得很厉害，但是我要举起双手赞美你。
And the fifth one is to romance God.
第五点就是要与神亲近。
You say, I've never used that word with God.
你想，你说我从来没有，他用的词就是比较浪漫的那种词。
You should.
你虽然没有用过，但是你要试一试。
Because our number one command from Jesus was to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
因为主耶稣告诉我们，我们最大的诫命就是全心全意爱主你的神。
So how are you going to build your love with Him tomorrow?
所以今天、明天，你们怎么样与神建立这种爱的连结呢？
If you find yourself in a rut with God.If you find yourself spiritually dry,
如果你觉得你跟神的关系已经非常的枯干了，
you need to do something new and creative.
你需要尝试一些新鲜的东西。
That's your responsibility.
那是你的责任。
Don't give up on God.
不要放弃神。
Just give up the rut.
你要放弃你那些一成不变的那种套路。
I would like to close with just a story of one of the most difficult Red Sea situations I've ever faced in my life.
所以结尾的时候跟大家分享一下，在我自己的人生当中，我所经历的最严重的一次红海困境。
And this is something that occurred in late spring of 2001.
这个是在2001年下半年，春夏发生的。
And I was in a really difficult situation during that spring.
那年的春天，我的处境特别的不好。
I had a teenager living, actually two of them living in my home at that time.
那时候家里有两个十几岁的孩子。
And one of them was rebelling against me and against God.
有一个孩子不仅仅是对我叛逆，而且对神叛逆。
And I really.Seriously doubted my own parenting skills.
我那个时候觉得已经黔驴技穷了。
I also had some key disconnections in some personal relationships that I had in the church.
而且在教会，我也跟有一些人关系搞得不好。
So I was seriously doubting my pastoral skills.
所以我就开始怀疑我自己牧会的能力。
And then my relationship with God was very dry.
那个时候我和神的关系觉得很枯干。
I had fallen into that rut where I was doing my actions, but there was no connection with God, my heart to His.
那个时候就觉得自己每天做的都是在重复一些机械的活动，但是心里面对神没有任何的交集。
I had a total self-focused perspective on life.
因为那个时候我完全只看到我自己。
And a part of the struggle that I have in my life is I'm a very performance-oriented person.
而且我这个人是一个非常以绩效为核心的人。
And so because I couldn't perform well, I had a very low opinion of myself.
因为我觉得我自己做得不好，所以我也看不起我自己。
I translated the failures that I had in life meant that I was a failure.
看到我人生中失败的地方。我就得出结论，我就是一个失败。
And this resulted in an emotional crisis that I faced, like in May, early June of that summer.
进而导致了我的这个感情上面出现很大的危机。
If you've ever been at the shore and a wave comes in and it just knocked me down, I was completely knocked over by this.
就像你在海边突然拍来一个大浪，把你给拍倒了。我那个时候就是那样。
I had a hard time functioning.
我觉得非常的不能做事情。
I was a broken man.
而且心里面非常的沮丧。
I had no joy. I had no hope in my life.
没有任何喜乐，没有任何希望。
I could identify with David, who wrote, "My tears were my food, day and night."
那个时候很理解大卫写的诗篇里面说，我每日以眼泪为食物。
During that summer, I would go home from my office and I would just crumble on the couch and just sob for many, many minutes.
夏天，我每天下午下班从教会回到家里面，只能坐在家里面沙发上哭泣，一哭就哭好久。
If not for the loving support of my wife, it would have been even worse.
如果不是我太太的支持，我会非常的糟糕。
But this lasted for 4 months.
就这样子一直持续了四个月。
Finally, in the fall, I started to see a new life springing forth from me.
终于在秋天的时候，我感觉到有一种新生命开始萌芽了。
My wife Kathy kept reminding me, Scott, tell yourself the truth. You're believing a lie.
他太太一个劲儿劝他说，你要看真理，神的真理。
I had friends who prayed with me, prayed for me. They even fasted for me.
我有朋友一起为我祷告，甚至为我禁食祷告。
Without a community, I would have never made it through this difficult time.
如果没有身边这些人的支持，我永远也不会走出来。
And then I started to enjoy God again.
然后我就开始又会享受神了。
My heart started to connect with His heart.
我的心开始与神的心相连。
I had for a long period of time, not included worship and praise in my daily devotions.
很长一段时间，我每天灵修的时候，已经没有了祷告，没有赞美，没有敬拜，没有赞美。
So I started going into my office and singing and dancing before God.
所以我就开始在我的书房里面一边唱一边跳来敬拜神。
And slowly the dark clouds started to fade away and the light started to come in.
慢慢的，头上那片乌云飘走了，阳光照了进来。
And sometime in October of that year, I realized that I had made it out of the storm.
那年十月，我终于意识到我已经挺过了这场风暴。
The God who had brought me into that storm was the same God who led me out of that storm.
那个把我带入风暴的神，就是同样是把我带出风暴的神。
And I share that story with you so that you would know that no matter what your Red Sea situation,God is there with you.
我与你分享这个故事是为了告诉你，无论你在人生当中经历何种困境，你一定要坚信神和你在一起。
Don't lose hope.
不要放弃希望。
Don't give up on God.
不要放弃神。
But ask God, Lord, how can I live for your honor and glory in the middle of this storm?
你转而要问神，主耶稣，我怎么样通过这个风暴来荣耀你？
I believe that God wants to do a miracle here today.
我相信今天神要在我们当中行神迹。
I believe that several of you that are here are facing very difficult situations.
我相信你们当中有人正在经历很困难的情况。
And today needs to be the day when you say, Lord, I surrender to you.
今天你就要向神说，主啊，我顺服你的旨意。
Lord, today I want to liveFor your honor and your glory.
我想要为你的荣耀而活。
Lord, today I'm recommitting my life to you.
主啊，今天我把生命再一次献给你。
If you have the courage to say that,
如果你有勇气如此说的话，
God has the power to do that miracle.
神他有大能会彰显。
But you need to surrender.
但是你先要学会顺服。
Lord, thank you for seeing us through the difficulties of life.
主啊，感谢你陪伴我们经历到人生的低谷。
I thank you for rescuing me in 2001 from my storm.
感谢你在2001年拯救了我。
And I pray for the folks that are going through a difficulty right now that you would rescue them today.
我也为今天在经历风暴的人祷告，主啊，你也在拯救他们。
I pray for any person here that is hopeless.
我为在座没有希望的人祷告。
I pray for any person here that is in despair.
我为在座觉得沮丧的人祷告。
For any person that is going through depression.
我为在座那些经历这些情感的沮丧的人祷告。
That today that they would find that you are going to rescue them.
今天他们就会发现，你就在拯救他们。
Lord, you parted the Red Sea 4,000 years ago, and you can do it again.
主啊，四千年前你分开了红海，今天你也在做同样的事情。
So we pray, Lord, for healing for this church.
主啊，求你医治这个教会。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.